Hello, dear ones. Okay, so now we're going to jump into stelliums in astrology. How exciting! This is a beloved subject of mine. I am actually going to be running an amazing online course this year that will really harness all of the gifts that the stellium portal in astrology can offer, and I will go through so much in that online course and program. Definitely tell me if you're interested in that or if you want to get more information and participate. It's going to be ridiculously affordable, and I will be working with videos and audios to put that all together. What got me into wanting to talk about stelliums and astrology? Okay, the current stellium in our skies in Capricorn was one of the major inspirations, and I have been talking about this for many, many months. And then, of course, the other reason is I have been using my own stellium in my own birth map as an example to just how powerful astrology is when we know how to work with it and use it. And it was the stellium actually that proved me wrong in so many ways. When I had doubts, when I had my own disbeliefs about certain theories and astrology in general, I guess I was a bit of a rebel at one stage in my life with everything, actually. A very short phase, very short-lived. But it was the stellium in my chart that just, you know, gave me a good smack and told me, no, this is it. This is how it's going to be. And if you don't own up to this, you're going to drown in very deep waters. I have a watery stellium. I'm sure y'all can guess in what star sign. So with this particular star sign, it's never easy. And I got my Saturn there too, which, when Saturn actually is in a stellium, and this is important information, it's a bit of a restrictor, and it also slows down the intensity and then releases it of the stellium. It tries to basically dominate the control of everything else that's there. So it can play with when the energy is accessible. It can also possess the energy and not let you have access to it and make life very hard and make the gifts and the talents and the benefits that can come from the concentration of this particular energy, whatever it may be, wherever your stellium is, it can just restrict it and not make it accessible until you go through endless tests. You know, Saturn definitely takes his time. And then boom, it explodes. But even then, you know, we either fly or completely crash. And until we get used to harnessing the energy, depending on what we have, in what house, in what planets, you know, we'll just be rising up and crashing up and down, you know, up and down. This funny, repetitive experience. They do say that people that have stelliums with a Saturn in there as well, normally after the 30s, when the person is after their own 30th birthday, after that actual year, things will improve and the accessibility to the energy of the stellium will be made available. So a stellium in astrology is when three or more planets are in one star sign or in one particular house, okay? So both of these areas need to be considered. We can have double stelliums, so for example, 3-3 or 4-3, and we can have intensified stelliums, which, you know, are four or more planets in one particular sign or house. Now, the more in one area, obviously, the higher degree of concentrated energy. The astrologers and seers of the ancient times would give enormous importance to such configurations. And I don't want anyone to underestimate the power of stelliums in astrology. the purpose behind one's life path energetically with a stellium gets crystallized, you know. With double stelliums, there can be some conflicting pushes and pulls, but with singular stelliums, we can really see where the point of concern is and where the possibilities of genius live as well. Some of the biggest challenges for stellium people is to develop, to embrace the confidence and trust in their own strengths and abilities and uniqueness. They fear taking action. And because there's a bit of an extreme element, right, to the focus, to the direction, to where the current is pulling the person with a strong stellium, the normal reaction would be to rebel, as I was mentioning, or to just do nothing, to just be dormant and somehow live in fear or speculation, and in better words, doubt. I want to emphasize again, once anyone with a strong stellium in their birth map hits, you know, their mid-30s and sometimes even 40s, they start to really stand out. It's especially if they have a Saturn in that, you know, alignment, because as I was saying, you know, Saturn slows things down and purposely restricts us from having access. So if you want to call stellium born babes late bloomers, you can. It does depend on the energy, it does depend on the planets and where the focus is pointing to, what house specifically. And some, of course, some different lineups of planets, you could even see, you know, results happening at a very early age. But it is totally normal for stellium-born babes to have major roles in society, to be innovators, to really create, invent, stand out, be inspirational figures, lead the way, lead their friendship circles, their communities, be a voice in the world, and also work hard in a certain area or in a certain direction or flow. What is sad is it's not for the faint-hearted, the path of a stellium-born babe, because it can be so hard, overwhelming, confrontational and overpowering too. And not every stellium person can get there, can cross that line, you know, and make it to the other side where they can exhale and just be their authentic selves. Or in better words, have confidence to be their authentic selves. You know, sadly, what I was saying here is, you know, some get lost in addictions, which is common for stellium people, actually. You know, others find other ways to release tension, which could be, again, addictive or falling into patterns that block evolution but increase attachment dependency. It can be hard on a psychological level to agree also to the grandness of what we feel and experience happening on an inner level. And somehow the overpowering feeling or sensation can make us doubt. That's in fact one of the main reasons, because it feels too big, or how can that be possible? How could I do that, you know? But the thing, the stellium-born people need to trust. And the best way is to look at examples of others who have this in their chart and how they've worked with it, to hear about their hardships and also their successes. I think that's a great way to get inspired and to learn through astrology what it means personally for you, what your stellium actually means, because everyone has a personal experience. Everyone has, you know, their own cosmic imprint map that needs to be decoded. So we can always give an overall example, can't we? But a personal reading is a good step. And then, of course, learning about stelliums in all their glory is another important trick to really get to know this energy. You know, the ancients actually, if they would ever look at someone's chart and see such a concentration of energies, they would encourage them to renounce worldly life, to go into a more ascetic life or become a devout spiritual practitioner. And actually, I think everyone who has concentrated energy in their birth maps, whether it be a stellium by star sign or a stellium by planets in the houses, remember, okay, the best thing you can use with this energy is a certain form of discipline, spiritual discipline, because it can get you very far. Remember, energy that is concentrated when understood, respected in terms of its negative and positive attributes, and when both are actually embraced, respected, understood, stabilized, through that we can then focus where we want to direct this energy, with what intention, for what reason. When used for a spiritual discipline, and depending on the nature of the sign, the planets, the house, it can speed our progression in ways that an ordinary, evenly divided chart would have, right? So you will get, I guess, the quick route, not easy, but quick route to ascension, to advancement, to a lot of progress, yeah, on a spiritual level. If anyone has four or more planets in one star sign who's listening in here, that is a major indication for spirituality, and to care about it, to focus on it, to appreciate it. If not, it will be normal that you will feel empty or frustrated or disconnected. So making the spiritual platform as the backbone and the ground of this energy, this concentrated energy, that way you will really benefit. Stellium people can get really obsessive as well, and just have unique qualities that get them into this intense way of being or expressing. And it could be giving themselves completely, like 100%, or restraining, not giving a drop. So yes, they do live in the domain of extremes. And that can be hard when we're looking at the worldly scheme of things. But when we look at it from a spiritual perspective, it is a phenomenal thing to be able to give all to something, right? So stellium people, what is your unique gift? That's what needs to be discovered. And how to work with that, understand it, and transform it for the highest good. Of course, the house where your stellium is will have a lot to say about this, as will the star sign that it's in. I will be delighted to provide personal readings on your stellium in your birth map and what that means to you. If you're interested, feel free to email me. The course that's coming up will have everything in there. It is good to get a personalized reading as well, I guess, to focus on your unique gift and not the general theme. The last thing I want to leave you with here, under this stellium infused sky, is that nothing that is materialistic, egotistical, or purely self-indulgent, nothing under any of these subjects is allowed to blossom, to bear fruit under an intensified stellium. Stelliums are destined for higher purpose living, and all of us born under the glory of this influence need to really use it for the highest good. So this concludes my little chat on stelliums and astrology. I can't wait to go into this more and more. Let me know your thoughts and feelings, and let's connect. Okay. May all be auspicious, dear ones. Goodbye.